Right, so next up, should drivers over 70 have to reset their driving tests? A new poll shows that half of those surveyed think that the law should change so that drivers aged 70 or over are forced to take their test once every year. The journalist Niamh Horan with us today, the commentator Stephen Lowe. Good morning to you, Stephen. Good morning, Niamh.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What do you think, Stephen?
Good morning.
As far as I'm concerned, it's total nonsense. In fact, I think it's probably fair to say that my insurance premiums are lower because I'm over 70 rather than 20 to 25. And there's no suggestion that those in the 18 to 25-year-old bracket should be retaking their test.
Yeah, I got that wrong, by the way. It's basically what the survey said was that people think that drivers should be forced to take a test again once they go over 70, and then every 3 years they've got to renew their licence.
Well, it's extraordinary. I know that if I have got anything wrong with me physically, my doctor will tell the DVLA, or I have to tell the DVLA, and they make me fill in a big form in relation to whether I'm continue to be fit to drive. But the fact is, the insurance industry shows very clearly by the premiums they charge those over 70 that we are not a high risk category. So why should we be made to take additional tests? Interesting enough, my wife has actually become a member of the Institute of Advanced Motorists, having taken the Advanced Motorist test at age 72. So good for her.
Niamh?
Look, I think it's very basic common sense, and I do understand how the highest category of drivers in accidents are from the lower bracket and males in their late teens, 20s, early 30s. However, I don't think that should be a reason for ignoring the other end of the spectrum either. I don't think it's ageist. We'll all have to do it when we get there. But it's just basic common sense, because when you think about all the things that you're facing when you're older as a driver, I mean, your health in general is going to deteriorate. You're going to be on more medication. Even your eyesight, you have to take an eyesight test every couple of years. And at that stage, I mean, if it's about saving lives, then I don't see the problem in it.
It isn't a question of saving lives. The fact is that we are not a high-risk category in terms of road accidents. Older people tend to drive more sensibly. They are experienced drivers. If there is anything wrong with their eyesight, as you say, they get tested regularly. That has to be reported to the DVLA. You have to fill in forms to make sure that you're actually fit to drive.
But will they actually go? And the other, I'm not talking about being sensible. I'm not talking about experience here. I'm talking about health. I'm talking about common sense. And you're saying that a doctor will report it. You know,
lots of
in their local areas are friendly with their patients come in.
But you're just trying to stigmatise older people here, Niamh, aren't you? And isolate them and suggest...
I'm not actually, because everybody then will have to face when they're older. I've lost my driver's licence. I've let time lapse. And now I have to go and bloody do the test again. And I'm only 33. You know what I mean? That's fine by me. That's just the way things go, to make sure that I can still drive. That's fine by me. Especially, I think that people would feel a lot, especially down in rural areas and that. You hear stories in the news where they're just coming back from mass and they crash the wall or things like that. It's just basic common sense that you think. And it's for the driver's health as well. It's not just for pedestrians or other people. It's for their sake as well. I mean, to think that people in their 70s and 80s, we have no age limit for driving. We just want to make sure that everybody is safe and sound when they're doing it. It shouldn't be a
big thing. I'm sorry, but I think there is no evidence whatsoever that people who are unfit to drive are on the road. Because of the various measures the DVLA make statutorily in relation to people who have got poor eyesight, who have got diabetes, or anything that actually might inhibit their driving ability.
So can I ask you a question? If there's nothing wrong, then why don't you just do the test?
Because I don't see the point of spending more money to actually prove that I am fit to drive when nobody, suddenly at the magical age of 70, there's a decision taken that I am needing somehow or other a test to prove of my fitness to drive. It's a nonsense.
So
I know people aged 90, 95, who are driving and driving very competently on the road.
Oh, God. Well, there's your answer.
Well, not,
there's
oh,
your
God.
Answer.
So frankly, that's their... They have shown that they are perfectly able to drive. And do you think their insurers would want them to drive if they were unfit to drive? Because the insurance companies want to be pretty sure that somebody is fit to drive before they insure them. And isn't that a very good test of their fitness to drive?
is your problem the cost then? I mean, if the government fixed the cost and they said that it would be free of charge, would you be happy to do it every 3 years? Because that seems to be your issue.
Well, it seems to me a bit of ageism from you. You suddenly regard people at the age of 70 as
not in the
power of so decrepit that they can't drive competently. And
okay.
They need to be retested.
All right. Nice to talk to you, Stephen. I'll talk to you on Sunday night on 5 Live. Niamh Horan, thank you very much indeed.